We just started this man Hilchas Mila. Simon and Milsa last week. We started last week Parshas Tazria Metzora. The pasuk starts B'yayim Hashmini Yimel B'sara Losai. Speaks about Mila. The first Simon and Mila, Simon Reish Samach, speaks about the Goydel Milas Mila. How much we accomplish with the Mila. The tour, the Shulchan Aruch gives an introduction. We'll also try to give, you know, be Marich a little bit of Hakdama in the Goydel Milas Mila. The tour says, brings Shkula, it's Nichris, Yud Gimel Brises, Shkula Mitzvahs Mila, Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Shebetayra. The Shaila is, you find it by other mitzvahs also. You find it by mitzvah tzitzis, shkula mitzvah tzitzis, keneged kol ha'tayra kula. Other mitzvahs, these are medrash about Shabbos, about Kriya Shema. So how does one understand, we're learning now, hilchas mila, shkula mitzvahs mila, keneged kol ha'tayra kula. So the Shebesh Shmuel explains, just like you find by a varim of a person's body, what's the most important aver that a person has? What's the most important aver? The heart, the brain, a person's head. What's the most important? So the answer is these avarim shanashama tluyaba and these avarim she'en anashama tluyaba. A person could live without an arm, rahman al atzlam, without a leg. A person could live. There are avarim that a person that doesn't have the aver cannot live without it. Without a heart, without a brain, a person cannot live. So, what's the most important aver? What's the most important in a person's body? Which aver? There's not one most important. There are avarim that a person can exist without. And then there's avarim that you could. The same is by mitzvahs also. That's a pshat. Mila is a bond, together with other mitzvahs. Tzitzis is such an important mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's on a person's body and it stays with somebody. So such a type of mitzvah is a mitzvah that's a mitzvah shkula keneged kol mitzvahs, which means it has an importance like all the other mitzvahs. A person can't live without this mitzvah. So the Torah lists out different milas, what mila does. It's besides that, it's so important that these karis, if a person doesn't do it, and nichrasa of yud gimel brisais, it's matzel from gehenim. The Torah also says, Umu'usa hi ha'arlash nizkanu ba'agoyim. To say it's these milas, what a person does with mila, and also, if a person's not mal, it's mu'usa. So, you could really declare, and be'emesin, it's a machlekes rishonim. What does mila accomplish? What is mila tu'oif? Does mila just take away a person, the chasaron from a person? Or, that means a person has a mum, he's noiled with a mum, and al yidei the mila, the arla takes away that mum. Or, be'etzev, a person, even without the mila, he's no mum. By doing the mila adds on, it gives its isafas kedusha. It's machlekes rishonim, machlekes the Rambam and the Akedah. Shita said Rambam, the Rambam Amor and Revuchim says that a person, al yidei the mila, it's machlish a person's taiva. To say, a person really is born, he has a gavaldige koich a taiva, and al yidei the mila takes away the taiva. That's the Rambam Amor and Revuchim. The chinuch as well. The chinuch, mitzvah beis and parashas lech lecha, the chinuch goes through the mitzvah of mila, and then the chinuch says that a person is born without mila, and al yidei mila, a person becomes Muslim. And zok techinach, so why taka did the Eibishter make it like that? That a person shouldn't be born whole? Couldn't the Eibishter make that a person be mei imoy should be already nimoil, and the mele he'll be born like a full person, a whole person? Zok techinach, v'rotz alias hashlama yidei adam. That means when the baby's born, the mila should accomplish a hashlama after he's born. V'loy bara shalom ibetem. That means when the baby's born, he should be already nimoil, he should be a shalom. Which you see that a person is born, he's born not a shalom, and the mila makes a hashlama. means that he's missing something and he's ashlama. Lirmois elef kikasha tashlam tsuris gufi al yadoi, just like a person could be mashlam his physical body to make him a mushlam, so too a person's whole life, through his whole life till a person's nifter, a person could work on himself and make his neshama full. That's why the Eibishter made that when a person's born, his body is not full, he has a mum. So just like a person could fix his guf, his body, so too could a person also, that's his avoid, a person has to fix his neshama and make it whole through his whole life. The same is also mavur in the Ran in the Dharam, the Flamed Beis. First was Shemoy Avram, and the Eibishter called his name Avram because he wasn't Muslim, he wasn't Bechorei Machivarov. So there also says the Ran the same thing, that Avram Avinu wasn't Muslim, his guf wasn't Muslim, it was still chasar, and therefore he had to have the bris. So Batsim, you see, one side is that a person has bris mila is just to accomplish that he shouldn't be Magona, he shouldn't have the taiva. That's one side before in the Rishonim. Meiduch, the other, like we saw on the tour, there's a lot of milas. A person gets things through doing mila, the Sefer Akedah learns like that. So the Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha brings this machlokes Rishonim, and he says v'nir that they're both true. Side that a person al yidei mila accomplishes that he becomes mushlam, he takes away what he was missing, and besides that al yidei the mila he also gains that he gains what the mila is, daisafas kedusha, like the Sefer Akedah says. And with that, the Beis Halevi teaches the pasuk. Heshalach lefane, the Eibishter was matzav Avram Avinu to do the bris mila. Heshalach lefane veheyei tamim veetna brisi. The Eibishter told Avram Avinu by doing the bris. Heshalach lefane veheyei tamim. That says the first thing is do the bris mila, and I did the bris mila. Heshalach lefane veheyei tamim. You're not going to be a baal mum anymore. You're going to be a tamim. And besides that, the etna brisi, you're also going to get with the bris. You're also going to get brisi. You're going to get haisafas kedusha. And with that, he's also Mazli, which we'll see, Be'ezus Hashem Behemshech, these Mila and these Priya. These Mila, which takes off the Arla, and then these Priya, besides the Mila. So Zakta Beis Halevi, that the Mila is to take off the Arla, which is to make a person Ois Palmum. And then afterwards, the Priya is Haisafas Kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch, the Torah Shulchan Aruch is Mamshech in the next Simon Reish Samach Aleph, starting off in the halacha of the Chiyuv Mitzvahs Mila. Who is Mechuyev? Who has the Mitzvah of Mila? Zok, the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'av Chayev Lomel Espanoi, the father is Mechuyev. The father has the Chiyuv, has the Mitzvah of Mila. At Kedei Kach, the Shulchan Aruch says in Chosh Mishpat, that if somebody goes and takes the baby and does a meal, he's mechuyev yitzuhuvim. He took away the mitzvah from the father. It's not just that the father has to agav take care of the meal. He's mechuyev, it's his mitzvah. Of course, if the father is not a moyel and he doesn't do it, he has to send somebody else. Then he's already a shaylef. He has to give the yitzuhuvim. But it's his mitzvah. Zokte ha'av chayv lomel espenoi v'loy isha. The father is mechuyev, but not the mother. The mother is not mechuyev when the baby is born. The father is mechuyev to do the mila, not the mother. Why is the mother not mechuyev? Why not? So the Gemara in Kedushin brings the drasha. It says by Avram, by Yomel Avram es Yitzchak benoi, and the pasuk says kasha tziva oisai elikim, kasha tziva oisai elikim oisai v'loy oisa. So there's a mila to say that only the father is mechuyev and the mother is not mechuyev b'mila of the son. It's negeya if, let's say, Rachman al-Tzlan, if the father was nifter, or if the father doesn't want to do a mila. So if the father doesn't want to do it, then it moves on to Bezdin, to Klal Yisrael. There's no particular chiyev. Of course, the mother would want to do it, but there's no chiyev on the mother to do it. Tosfos in Kedushin asks a shayla. Tosfos asks, why do you have to have a drasha to be memayit noshim from mila? Oisay v'loy oisa. Frek Tosfos typically it's mitzvah aseh shazman grama. Why is it mitzvah aseh shazman grama? Because the Torah says b'yoy mashmini The Torah says that the mitzvah of milah is the eighth day. So that's mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The mitzvah of milah is the eighth day. So l'chayra, you don't need a drasha to be a maya to mother. Typically, the mother is not included in the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Zok Tosfos, that it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, since when the mitzvah starts at this the eighth day, the mitzvah continues non-stop, so that's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Which means mitzvah saseh shazman grama is that it's a time frame before you're not mechuyev and later on you're also not mechuyev. If luitzur before you're not mechuyev, but then once you're mechuyev non-stop, that's not called mitzvah saseh shazman grama. What's the hezber? Why taka is that a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Why taka not mechuyev? It is totally in time. It's true. When the time comes, you mechuyev ad asif. Why is that not mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Good. You might want to tell me mitzvah saseh shazman grama means that it has to be fully totally in zman. Lechayev is totally in zman. Comes the eighth day, you mechuyev. Before the eighth day, you're not mechuyev. No, why is it lechayev it's mitzvah? It should be a zman grama.
I'm a shuvah at the time. Once it comes, I'm a shuvah anymore.
It is meshubet a time. You just have to wait till the time. You have the time has to.
From then, you know, I'm sure. The reason why you part is because
you
can't
meshubet
the time.
So why taka? With avudraham, you could explain. Avudraham says why taka? Why a nashim meshubet from mitzvah saseh shazman grama? So avudraham says that there's a problem when she gets married. She's meshubet labayla. And Mimela, if her husband's going to ask her to do something, so what should she do? Zokta Vudram. Should she listen to her husband? Oyla miyotzroi from the Abish that told us to do the mitzvah. Should she listen to the Abish there that do the mitzvah? Oyla bibayla. So Mimela, Zokta Vudram. Lefisha isha meshabed eslabayla v'mhoisim chayeves b'mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Maybe b'shas the mitzvah, the husband's going to ask her to do something. V'mtasa mitzvah saboyrei oyla mibayla. Her husband's going to be mad at her. V'imtasa mitzvasai, if she's going to do the mitzvah with the eibishter v'taniach mitzvasai of the baal v'taniach mitzvah saboyrei oyla miyotzra. Lefikach Patra Torah, the Torah pater from the mitzvahs, kedei lias la shalom and baila. You should be shalom ele the Torah pater. That's what Avudraham explains why mitzvahs asei shazman gram and nashim apater. La oyer zeh, it's very clear. Lachayru why mila? Once the eighth, why is it's lachayru tali in time? But the Torah says once the eighth day comes and it's mechuyev now behemshach. So what's going to happen? The husband's going to ask her to do something she can't do it now, so she'll do it later. The mitzvah is not going anywhere. It's only relevant when the mitzvah is going to go away. It's going to disappear. The mitzvah shofar. So she's not going to be able to do shofar or listen to her husband. Samela, she's potter.
How did that turn out?
So it's not. It seems. Could be that it's not even dafka halacha digger thing. It could be just in the practical. She's going to be stuck. He's going to be annoyed even because if that's not the halacha. I know mitzvah din shibud avada. These are mitzvah. You don't have to. It's not doicha. Then what? No. Avada. The shaila is before they patered. She would have listened. Why would she listen to her husband? And Taka, she should listen to the Eibush. The Lamaisa Oyla Mibayla. He's gonna be annoyed. Frek Toisvis, another Shaila. Lamaisa, it still is mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That's what I want to hear, Taka, what the Oilam says. Toisvis says, Vaiter, I it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama because Lamaisa Mila's elevayoy. Comes by night, you're not mechuyev anymore, but mila, so it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Zeh frek toisvis. So why do you have to have the drasha? So emphatoisvis, one second, emphatoisvis, that you know why it's not mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Because we're going commander Omar, that by night also you could do mila. So mila, that's why you need the drasha. Kum techeis lidi don, that we hold that laila, you don't do mila. So mila, you take it, don't need the drasha of oisai v'loi oisai. The reason why the mother is nashim apater from mila is because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Okay, so let me tell you what. Very good. Why? One second. L'chayra, like Elia saying, L'chayra, even if you hold laila's not a zman mila, you could still hear why Nashim, it wouldn't be the regular Zman Grama. Why? Because even though by night comes a time that it's Potter and there's no Mila, but she won't do a thing, she'll do it the next day. So you can hear Gans Klar, and it'll be different than Sukkot, than Lulav. Even if, let's say, B'migdash Kol Shiva. So even if she misses one day, she can't make it up the next day, because the next day is a different mitzvah. Mashing by Mila, even if she doesn't do it today, she could still do it tomorrow. So L'chayra Loita Vujraham should come out, not like Tosis. And even if Lila, is Lav's man Mila, it's still not going to be a mitzvah Aseisha's man Grama, because even if she can't do the Mila today, she'll do the Mila tomorrow. However, you could say that could be that Vujraham will also shtim in Tosfos, because even though if she doesn't do the Mila today, she'll do it tomorrow, but Kimavur, the Zuchar, you're not supposed to wait, and these even these Surim and these Machlekes Ram and Ravid, even if these chorus by a Gadol, so it's not so clear. You could argue, and you could say even like that Vujraham, even if it's the same long mitzvah, but Lamaisa, these are dinsh, you should do it today. What do you mean you always have that? Not by any mitzvah. Any mitzvah. If you don't do it now, a Shavas Avedis, you do it tonight, you do it tomorrow. By Mila, if you don't do it today, you be'at some oiver. Every day, yeah, every day, even on the rivet of chorus, but every day that a person doesn't do a Mila, he's oiver on his surum, he's mevatel and asay. It's different than by Shavas Aveda. She has to do a Shavas Aveda, so she won't get a Shavas Aveda now. She'll do it tomorrow morning. She'll do it tomorrow night. It's just getting to it. By Mila, if she doesn't do the Mila today, she does it tomorrow. She was Mavatl today. Let's see that, Taka. Look in. You're right, Taka. If there's no Yisurim for the father, then and the Chanavi. What do you mean? The Gemara brings a drasha. So that drasha is only command Amar. That Lila. What do you mean? Why is it of a? Do you need it? Yeah. What do you mean before? It was only in a gay. It's only in a gay for the mother to be b'chuyev. It's not in a gay for. We're not handling. The only time it's b'chuyev, anybody besides the meat, what? Okay, so Mela, when she's going to get married, this girl, she's going to be Oisai V'loi Oisai. You don't need the drush. It's a mitzvah say she's my grandma. Richtig. You're right, Haka, but since over there, so they'll do my vato with Nabi. Yeah. Atkan is Toisvis, that Toisvis is Mavur, that it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama lididon, and therefore you don't need oisai v'loi oisai. The Toisarid says a chiddush to be miyashiv Toisvis kasha. The Toisarid asks, famous Toisarid asks Toisvis kasha, and he asks the lechayra, tepeklei, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama because v'yoy mashmini, and tepeklei, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama because only by day, not by night. Zok the Toisarid, that I read the lashon, the Toisarid says that enachanami, the maisa mila is only done by day, but the mitzvah mila is not only the mila itself, everything in preparation for the mila is nichlal in the mitzvah, and that's lav dafka bayoyim, and it's lav dafka bayoyim hashmidi. The mila itself, to say, to understand, the baby has to have a mila bayoyim hashmidi. The maisa mila has to be done on the eighth day, so mila, that's takas man grama. But the mitzvah is all the preparations of the mila also, which should even be a tzad to be doicha Shabbos, machloikas negamora. That's not totally dafka in the eighth day. It could be by night. It could be even before the eighth day. So maybe it's not a mitzvah say shazman grama. That's why you need oisiv leisa. The lashon avala av shetivo haboyri lis aseg b'milas b'noi Ha'esek ahu ein lo yizman shebein b'yoyim ubein b'layla yatshriach v'yachin tzarchei milas b'nai. Yes, the papir doesn't make a difference. Dafka the day. What are we saying? You want to say loyta vudraam that it's you're stuck on that time.
For the meal itself.
Well, you just asked if a nusa. Since when does the hechshon mitzvah play a role in making the mitzvah as man grow and
mitzvah? So you ask him to tell you
the mitzvah. There's all enough music of a Shabbos. Kol Shabbos, you give a Chal Shabbos. The hechshon mitzvah over here.
Good. You ask him to tell you the
Sirid.
Yeah.
No, he's teaching that over here the isik is more than the alchemy and the isik. Well, here the mitzvah is the isik.
Yeah, so the shy. I want to just tell to one thing. I want to think about afterwards in the kuda of the. One akuda, it's mevor. It says by Avram, vayimal Avram asitzok benoy ben shmoinas yamim. So they asked the shaila ben shmoinas yamim. It should have been vayoyim ashmini. By matzah, these are din shivas yam teichah matzah din on all 7 days. Whether with the goyin, it's a mitzvah or it's a chiyuv. If you don't want to eat, if you want to eat. But it's Shivas Yomim. By Bris, it's a din of the 8th day. What's Shivas Yomim? Nor or this, it's Mavur, because Avram was already Mechen, was working and being Mechen and preparing himself before. So Mela wasn't only B'yoyim HaShmini, it was the whole 8 days. Good, but Al Kaponim, the Toys Rids Mavur, that the mitzvah is not only the Etzem Asiyah, it's even the Achana before, Zakta Toys Rid is also Nichla on the mitzvah. Mela, it's not mitzvah, Seish Hazman Grama. This is Nakuda, which we spoke about, if the mother is Mechuyiv or if the mother is not Mechuyiv to do the meal. That's what we spoke till now. And the mother is Vaday not Mechuyiv, Lekam on the Palak. It's just a Shaila how you know it, either because Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, or we know it because of Oysoy Veloy Oysoy Drasha, but the mother is not Mechuyiv to do Milas Pana. What's about, could the mother be a Moyal? Or not the mother, could a lady be a Moyal? Could a lady be a Moyal? So the Gemara brings an what? So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings here the Shulchan Aruch Baita brings the Machlokes. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings a din that a goy that did mila. It's not a good mila. It's not a good mila in Yatafastan Bris. It's not a good mila. Goy that does a mila is not a good mila. The Gemara brings a machlokes. How do we know that it's not a good meal? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Either the Gemara says, because as Berisi Tishmar, somebody that's mitzuva b'mila could be a moil. Somebody that's not mitzuva in mila can't be a moil. So a goy that's not mitzuva in mila cannot be a moil. That's one mandamar in the Gemara. The other mandamar says, he moil, ye moil. Somebody that's gemalot, that has a mila, that's mohol, could be a moil. The Gemara brings a machlokes, two amirayim, why a goy is not kosher to be a moil, but a goy cannot be a moil. Shulchan Aruch weiter. Reish samachtal, a goy cannot be a moil, it's not a good mila. The Gemara says, lamay nafkemina, we had a drasha. So the Gemara says, nafkemina isha. If it's as berisi, so the Gemara says, zok the Gemara, Aisha is not mitzuva v'mila. So Mamela, since Aisha is not mitzuva v'mila, she cannot be a moil. Masha enkein, if it's himal yimoil, zok the Gemara, Aisha command the mal yadamia. So Mamela, it's together like she command the mal yadamia, Mamela, Aisha, a lady could be a moil. Machlokes in the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, Tzipoira, you see, Vatikach Tzipoira, Tzipoira was mal. So you see that a lady could be a moil. Let's say Frek the Gemara. So the Gemara says two terutzim. One terutz is Vatikach, but she really gave it to somebody else. And someone else was the Yov Lachrin, and somebody else was the moil. What the Gemara says, that even though Vatikach, the Mashmois, is that she really took it, so she started, and she gave it over to somebody else to do the Mila. It's up to Gemara, from there it's not a Raya, La'ilam Isha, a lady cannot be a moil. Toisvis brings a Machloikis, and the Shulchan Aruch brings also, the Machaber says that it's not good, the Machloikis Machaber, I'm off, a lady can be a moil. which could be negeya. Somebody in the morning kollel said that in Russia was negeya amol, like the husband was didn't want, was fry, and the mother knew when she was a nurse, she was able to do it. Different shaylas amol could be negeya. These are machlokes if a isha could be a moil or not. Tosfos asks, if a lady cannot be a moil, why do you have to have the drasha to be mamayit the mother, to be mamayit oisai v'loy oisai, that the mother is not mitzvah? Tapek lay that she can't be a moil anyways. So if she can't be a moil, she's not meshach shaycha. As a frek Tosfos. So why do you have to have a drasha of oisai v'loy oisai? And for Tosfos, what? Very good. And for Tosfos, that, yeah, so Zog Tosfos, that Avshara, if she would be Mechuyev, she would have to send somebody else. She would have to send somebody else. It's a chiddush because we'll see if we get to it, the person himself, the father that does it, if he could be a Moyel, really Me'ikara, then he should. We'll see if we could get to it. But by the mother, if she would be Matsuvah to take care of the Mila of her son, if she's not allowed to be a Moyel, her job is, her mitzvah is to find a different Moyel to be Mal her son. There's one Heichatimtza where the mother is yes Mitsuvah to be in Milas Bina, again, depending if she's allowed to be Moyel, if not to send somebody else. There's one Heichatimtza where Isha is. The Gemara says in Yevamis, Kegoin Shahoy Chavushim, Ahaya Avavi Ime Chavushim Beis Asurim, Kar Pesach, they couldn't do the Mila. Zokt Rashi Chavushim, they were locked up. Zokt Rashi, Mitzvahs Mila Mutelas Aleim. The Mitzvahs Mila Chavushim, the Gemara says, the father and the mother. Mitzvahs Mila is Mutel Aleim on the father and on the mother. Frekta Marsha, the Mitzvahs on the father and on the mother. It's not the father and the mother, the Mitzvahs only on the father. Zok the Marsha, that since Milas Bonav Avodav are Ma'akiv, so Mamela, the Mitzvah's Mila, when it comes to Karma Pesach, the mother's also going to be Mitzvah. So Mamela's like this. The Mitzvah's Mila is a Mitzvah on the father, it's not a Mitzvah on the mother. And either because of a Drasha or it's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. Could the mother be a Moyel, whether for her son, for somebody else, as a Machloikis? Amolet Shaykh, that the mother is yeah mitzvah, making sure a son has a mila. And just to be Messiah, which we spoke before, where it would be negated the mother, let's just understand by the father. If the father could be a moil, he's a big shaila if he's allowed to pass on the mila. It's usually not yitzuri, because anybody that even knows a shtekel mila will grab the opportunity to be mal, and he'll try even to be moil for other people. But is he allowed to pass on the mila to someone else? The Shachan Chayshim Mishpat says he's not allowed. He's being mavazer the mitzvah. He's not allowed to pass it on. And then there's a machlokes ktsois and tvua shoyer, which they both hold you are allowed to. And there's a shaila if rather you should make the other person a shliach, because shliach shalom kamoy says it's really your mitzvah's mila. You should be mal your son. So if you're not a moil, ask somebody else to do it. But Torah shlichos. Me'idach, maybe not to do a b'tara shlichas, because shlichas is more a g'nai. We're talking about when you could do it, because really do it yourself. What are you making someone else a shlich? Rather, if you machabed, he's a mila. But in the idea of mitzvahs, mila, when the kid is born, it's a mitzvah on the father, not just a mitzvah like we saw in the Taisirit, to be Isaac and everything. Even the mila itself, it's his mitzvah. If somebody takes away the mitzvah, you have to pay for it, but it's his mitzvah, he should be mal. Could be he can make a shliach, or he could give it over, but it's his mitzvah, and the mother's not mitzvah.